Well, following the January crop production and supply and demand report, there's more talk that we're going to plant beans over corn in 2014. And one market analyst, Ton Holtman, seems to agree.
Yes, I do, because the bottom line being that new crop bean prices are still showing a little bit above estimated production costs, whereas corn is right at or slightly above those estimated production costs. So the perceived profit margin is there in the soybeans, and that ought to pull more acres in.
And according to market analyst James Schrader from Equity, he feels that there's certainly another big focus coming next month for grain producers to take a close look at.
You know, we've got a big period coming up here in February where the spring prices are going to be set for revenue protection crop insurance for corn and bean producers. And I think that that's a big thing to pay attention to as we look at those new crop futures and where the market is going to really start to price things, because that's going to be those floor prices for RP insurance are basis for a lot of the planting decisions.
Well, it's not unusual for the USDA and private forecasters to disagree on the direction of a specific commodity. However, when it comes to livestock, market analyst Ronnie Ulmer does agree with the USDA that the industry, although not there yet, is turning things around.
Still got some lingering effects of the drought. I think that that's a big part of the reason why numbers are as low as they are. You've got demand for beef at a wholesale and retail level that's backed off significantly because of high prices. So it all kind of feeds on itself here more than anything. But you know, the cattle feeder in the U.S. should love this cheap corn. It kind of looks like things might be turning a corner there. And I know that there's still a lot of pessimism there. I don't know necessarily that the average cattle producer is real optimistic right now, especially when you're looking at nearly record high prices, things that, you know, in the long-term view might not be sustainable. But I'm kind of optimistic here that maybe you see some more upside.
As for our market prices, cheese continues to hold firm. Blocks 220 a pound, barrels 216, and now AA butter up to $1.70 a pound. Class 3 prices, January tops at $20.65, February $20.44, and March $19.33. Corn, beans, and wheat all higher from Monday's trade. March corn, 434 and one quarter of a cent per bushel. May, 442. Beans for January up 23 to 1327. March prices to 1295 a bushel. And March wheat up 4.5 to 573. Livestock, slaughter cows, cut and utilities, 78 to 99. Most of slaughter cows, 60 to 77, with slaughter bulls, 72 to as much as 98. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers, 112 to 126. Holstein steers, 98 to 109. Replacement bull calves, 125 to 245. Heifer calves, 60 to 145. And the barrels and gilts, 74 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.